We're having church this morning. We're having church this morning. There's no script, just the script of the Holy Ghost.
Early this morning in prayer, if you weren't here, Pastor Carolyn read a scripture out of Psalms 91. And I've been in Psalms 91 for about a month, maybe a month and a half. And I just read it over and over and over and over. Let me tell you something. If you're getting bored with God's word, something wrong with you. I don't know about you, but I get something different over something I done read many a times. But let me tell you something. God is trying to wake us up, not in the natural, but in our spirit. Don't let your spirit get quenched by things that are going on in this world. That's exactly what's trying to happen. When you go on your job and things are chaotic and you have the answer and nobody's listening to you, you're there for a reason. When people that are walking around you trying to find answers to problems that they can't solve and they're trying to solve on their own, you're there for a reason. There's not an encounter right now in the spirit that you cannot witness to somebody every single day. Don't be fearful of what God has called you to do. He wouldn't have called you to do it if he hadn't made a plan for you to perfect it. He wouldn't have called you and gave you a plan if he wasn't willing to perfect it or going to perfect it. God has never failed. We fail him every day, but he never fails.
No, it's very true.
He never fails. So then this is what Pastor Carolyn said this morning. This is where you got to trust him. Proverbs 3, lean not our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him. Trust him and he will direct our path. We got to acknowledge who God is at all times. When I got COVID and Pastor Paul and Pastor Carolyn called me, I was sitting in my recliner.
Yeah.
In the natural, I was hurting. I didn't wish that on nobody. The second day they called me. No, that night they called me. They prayed. And I just started praising God after I got off the phone with them. Fever, headache. Couldn't have any light like this. I had to turn lights off and everything. The next day, woo boy! The next day, Pastor Paul called me, and I saw it ringing. As soon as I turned the phone on, woo, yeah. Woo! Yeah. Let me tell you something. You can't get caught up in the natural in this time right now, folks. We can't. If you're, like I said this morning, if you're not in the word, if you're not in your word, you're setting yourself up. The enemy's going to come in like a flood, and you ain't going to have no word to conquer that flood. It's going to be all self and no word. It's going to be all self and no word. God is trying to do right now in each and every one of us what he's called us to do. We waiting on him, but he waiting on you.
Yes, very true.
He waiting on you and me.
Mm-hmm.
We already equipped. We got his spirit on the inside of us. We got the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit in us. So we put them three in front of us. All we doing is following. That's why we call them followers. We followers of Jesus Christ. Not followers of Tony Bowick. I'm just like everybody else in here, flesh and bone. The same way God works through me, he want to work through you. I'm no different. Pastor Paul ain't no different. Pastor Cal ain't no bit different. Paul ain't no different. Nikki ain't no different. We all got the same spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead dwells on inside of each and every one of us. Don't say, okay, well, that works for them, and it works for them. It's going to work for each and every one of us in a different way, but it works. You getting caught up on how it's working for somebody else, but it's still working in you and for you, but it's just different. I am so thankful for Paul and Nikki, for what they're doing, and Jamie and Nikki, for what they're doing with our young kids, because that is missing. That is missing in a lot of cities, a lot of churches right now. Our young folks, whoo, Jesus. When you see and hear stories that I hear on a day-to-day basis, and you see the pain and the hurt and the hopelessness in 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19-year-old kids. But we upset because I got a stain on my shoe. You got kids that mom can't even take care of their own kids because they cracked out. And the kids taking care of themselves. You got kids that has nowhere to go. Nowhere to go. No home, no parents, no siblings. But you got to let your light shine.
Yeah. What?
When I go to work every day, I ask the Holy Spirit, let me touch somebody today. Whether it be a kind gesture, whether it be a hello, whether it be a handshake, or just my presence with you on the inside of me. It ain't even got to be words, but if it is, let me speak it and let me speak it boldly. Amen. We need some bold, bulldog, bullhorn Christians right now. I'm serious. We passive. I think about when I played football, I wasn't passive about nothing about the football game. And I take that same mentality with my walk in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you get mad. I don't care if you offend me. I'll offend you. So what? I'd rather offend you than God. I'd rather offend you than offend God.
True.
Before we even was conceived, God knew us. Before these young kids were conceived, God knew them. Before the parents gave birth to these kids, they knew them. God knew us, planned for us, protected us. How many people you walk by every single day, you associate with, they're friends of yours, you see them every day. And when was the last time you mentioned Jesus Christ to him? I'm just being real. It's for me too. Don't get it twisted. This is for me too. How many times you done rode and got off an exit and saw a homeless person there and you started judging? It's real now, huh? And you had something to give him, and it wasn't food or money. That's what we do. That's what I've done. I drive by, I'm thinking about, oh, I don't have no food, I don't have money, but what such as I do have. Like Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but what I do have, I give it to you. Let me tell you about Jesus. But no, we're in a hurry. Oh, shoot, I got 5 minutes before I be to work. I can't. oh, the traffic's really, really bad. I'm in a hurry. I don't want to stop right now. We're missing too many opportunities to witness Jesus Christ to the lost. We are, me, myself included. We're missing too many opportunities. Like I said this morning, I remember I was 30 years old getting ready to get married. And we was in Alabama at the time. And my mom and I went to our local church that we grew up, that I grew up in, she grew up in. And the Holy Spirit was all over me, weeping, crying. Everything in me said I needed to walk up at the altar and give my life to Jesus Christ. And my mom grabbed my hand and said, son, let's go. But let me tell you what happened. I lost the battle in my mind. I had all my buddies coming to my wedding, all my friends going to show up, all my high school buddies. And I'm going to say, I can't drink and have fun with you because I just got saved.
Yeah. What?
But that time wasn't about just me. It was my mom, too. My mom was ready to give her life over to Jesus Christ. And I blocked that because I wouldn't walk up there, too. Stop blocking people from coming to Jesus Christ.
Mm.
Stop blocking them and start leading them. Stop blocking them and start leading them. I tell you that about my mom because that's been in my spirit for about 4 months now. With everything that's been going on with a stroke and things of that nature, and I thought about that. That started coming back to remembrance, and I remember that. I blocked my mom from coming to know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. She know him, but she haven't gave her life to him yet. But she will. Because now, I'm not blocking. I'm leading the way now. I'm not blocking no more.
Yep.
When I call, I pray for her. Yep. When I see her, I pray for her. When I don't call and talk to her, I pray for her. When she see me, she see Jesus Christ. She don't see the son that used to come home and party the whole time he was there drinking and clubbing. She see a man of God that come home and want to go to church, pray for the family, go walk around his old block, pray for his homeboys and see him out there drinking every day. Come on now. I don't stop going seeing my buddies. I go and see them. I just don't do what they do no more. They know. They see God in me. They was like, man. Man, they're speechless. Let me say, I was bad. Woo, I was bad. But they see me and they know the difference. People can sense and know there's something special about each and every one of you. Because it is. Because it is. So let your light shine. Light outshines darkness. Light outshines darkness. Greater is he that in us. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in this world.
Yep.
He's running around thinking he's winning right now. But let me tell you something. In the end, we win. We win.
Yes.
Don't
yes.
look at the natural.
Yes.
Don't get caught up in the things of this world. Don't do it. But let God lead you and be obedient to the following of the Holy Spirit. There's something to be done every single day that God wants to do in the spirit, but we miss it. We block it.
Yep.
If we let the Holy Spirit just freely flow with us every single day, this church will be loaded. It will be standing room only. Lead. 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 Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thanks, thanks, thanks. Hallelujah. Glory. Well, it's been an unusual service, has it not? Give me a few minutes and we'll go a little further. Good. All right. I was in my office praying and watching the prayer service this morning. It was powerful, the worship. Everything was just exploding, and I'm sitting there praying. And the Holy Spirit told me to go over to one of my briefcases in my office. And in there, I have part of the messages I've preached over 50 years. So I open one up, and he told me which one. I opened the folder up. It was basically in the mid-90s that I preached this message, okay? So people say, Pastor, how come you so many times preach the same stuff over and over and over again? When I was a young man in church, I remember a missionary came, and he said, a little story. It was a cute story, but now it has more meaning to me. A man drives into a service area and says, how do I get to such and such a place on this map? Back then, we had maps that were more trouble to unfold and fold. And you know, okay, hold 9 years, okay. And he says, I don't know where that place is, but I can tell you how to get to the next filling station. And the same thing happened, the next filling station, and the next filling, it went over and over again. The story is this. Every filling station had a little bit more for the next leg of the journey. This precious word of God has a leg to the next part of your journey and mine. Now, how many of you, when you go to the filling station today, you can also fill up with electric and all that good stuff, but there's regular gas, there's middle grade, and there's high test or super or whatever, and some of the stations sell unleaded. How much does it cost? A lot more, am I right? But see, that ethanol gas, that 10%, will wreck your engine over a period of time if you're not careful. But the Holy Ghost gives you without any additives. The Word of God doesn't need anything else but the Word of God. So can I just share this with you real quick? I opened it up, and guess what the title of the message was? Faith is a Way of Life. This is 30 years ago. Tell me if it doesn't sound like what I'm preaching today. You don't mind, do you? Here's one of the statements I said, and back then you can see everything was handwritten. And as a matter of fact, it was Tuesday night, because back then we had church on Tuesday nights. See that? You missed out on that one. All right, listen. Faith is something you contain. It's not something you go after. It's something you contain. It's within you. What did Jesus say? You have all faith like a grain of mustard seed. Faith cannot dwell where there's fear. Remember we preached and we said, what's the antidote for fear? It's faith. Say it out loud. It's faith. All right, listen to me now. If fear comes into your life, it means there's an absence of faith. How many of us have been attacked by fear in the last couple of years? Me too. But I've got to go back to, wait a minute. Why am I being fearful when I know what the Word of God says? Here's another one for you. Oh, this one you'll like. People of faith get on other people's nerves. It's still the truth. Am I right? The power of faith is the ability to see that which does not exist, only to see what the natural mind does not. What does the Bible say? We see things by the Spirit. We see it, say, by the Spirit. All right? If you're willing to do the ridiculous, God will be ready to do the supernatural. And I had a note down here about Joshua around the walls of Jericho. How foolish was that? Absolutely beyond measure. You can follow that story you want yourself. You can, all right? Listen to this now. Before you believe God for a cake, get a donut. I have no idea what that means. But it was in, I probably didn't have anything to eat that day, and I have no idea what in the world that means. But anyway, it's in here. Here's a couple more. Faith has no limitations. I'm preaching the same thing I did 30 years ago today. Why is that? Because there was a consistency in the life of Christ. Every day he met with the Father, then the Father gave him a plan to give to all the people that he would see. You understand that? Very simple. And especially with his disciples, I heard somebody preach this the other day again, and about the feeding of the 5,000, it turned into be 20,000 plus. What did he say to his disciples? You feed them. Say, you feed them. And the Bible actually says in one translation, he was giving them a test because he already knew what he was going to do. Well, how did he know what he was already going to do? Is because he spent time with the Father. We need to get into the filling station. Today, this morning, is a filling station for you and for me. But the question is, tomorrow morning when the sun comes up and there's not all these people around and a preacher preaching, we've got to fill up for the next day. See, what we've been trying to do over all these years, and we're going to continue to do it, is to teach you how to get from one filling station to the next. Here's the filling station right here. It's the precious Word of God. Every day we've got to fill up on this. Amen? If we fill up on junk food, we're not going to want to eat the real meal. Amen? I just leave that one there for somebody else. Faith accepts no compromise. Faith moves without compromise. Faith knows no arbitration, and faith has never recorded a defeat. How many, I don't want to ask you this, but believers that are on social media. If I can put it this way to you, on social media, there are things that are contrary to the word. You understand what I'm saying to you? We have gotten to a place where our culture is beginning to turn us, and our culture wants to control us, but this is the only thing that can and will control us, because there's not one scripture that says, and Jesus spoke this lie to them. Hebrews 11:6, no, there is a God. No, he is a respecter of those who diligently seek him. When the Bible says, have faith in God, it literally means in the Greek language, have the faith of God. That's what moves mountains. Have the faith of God. Amen? Now, I've got some scripture verses, Hebrews 12:28. I'm going to read them in three translations. Can I do that? Just keep you for a couple of minutes. Amplified version. Let us therefore, receiving a kingdom, where is the kingdom of God? It's within us. Everything from the kingdom comes from within, not from without. But our culture teaches us to take things from without and try to put them on the inside of us. How many of you know sometimes that doesn't work? Do you ever try something on that doesn't fit? All right, what do? Find another one that'll fit. Even though it's the right size, sometimes when they make something, every manufacturer's a little different and it may fit you differently. Put in the word of God. It's going to fit every time in every situation. I know I've told you this, but it's just funny. It's cute. When I was sitting on the platform in Madison Square Garden when Rodney rented out for X number of weeks, and all these dignitaries and people from all over the world were there, sitting there, and all their legs were crossed. And I still have a problem crossing. I don't cross. Well, give me a break, will you? And I finally crossed my leg, and I'm holding it like this so it didn't hit somebody over there. And the rest of I can't do it. It's just, I've always been that way. I don't like to cross my legs. Amen? Leaves a big red dimple on the side. Okay, anyway. And I remember the guy looking over my shoes. I think I showed his few weeks ago. And he said a name of a shoe. And I don't know what the name of the shoe is. It puts on my foot and it covers my socks. And I blurted out, no, Marshalls. And he looked at me, he said, wow, they're nice shoes. I came up with a whole new line of shoes from Marshalls. You understand what I'm saying to you? Hallelujah. I fit the mold of Jesus. Amen. So where's the kingdom of God? It's where? On the inside. The kingdom that, listen to that, it is firm and stable and cannot be shaken. How many of you have a bulletin with you? Have you noticed the theme on the front of your bulletin? What does it say? A kingdom that what? Say unshakable. If the kingdom of God is within you and within me, then we should not be shaken by whatever we see or hear. Amen. If there are believers around you talking things that are not the word of God, it's going to shake up your faith. It's going to leave it a little access for the fear to come in. Don't let it happen. Make sure you surround yourself with people that believe like you do, that know the word of God. Listen, and live the word of God. Jesus was consistent in his life. My wife, myself, my family, this ministry is ministry that's been consistent and will remain consistent. Anything opposite of that in the day and age we live in is out and out trouble. It's an open window. It's an open door for the bandits to come on in. Amen? Listen to me. Everything that's good out there, the enemy takes and turns it around to be evil. Be careful. Jesus said, be careful what goes in your eye gate and your ear gate. Be careful on social media. If it doesn't line up with the word of God, the Holy Ghost on the inside will begin to speak to you and you'll sense it. Because we live by the Holy Ghost on the inside of us, all right? Listen to the rest of this verse. It cannot be shaken. Offer to God pleasing service, acceptable worship, with modesty, pious care, and godly fear and awe. Listen to the Passion translations. Since we are receiving our rights to an unshakable kingdom, what does unshakable mean? It can't be shaken. Say it can't be shaken. I've seen pictures of tsunamis just before they hit. The water disappears into the ocean. And guess what people do when they see that? They run the opposite way. Now, if we're smart, we keep an eye on the animals because they know something's coming long before it shows up. But let me tell you something. There are things in the world today that are like a tsunami that are going back so it can make a real punch at you and I. Don't let that scare you. Don't let that harm your walk of faith with God. God has everything under his control. Let me try that again. God has everything under his control. You can read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 1, 2, and 3. Paul's talking to Timothy about what will take place in the last days. Perilous times will come. Listen to me. God has had enough of this junk. He's had enough of this fear created by men to even, listen, it's not from God. His source is always peace, love. He cares about you. Get this thing called fear. Open up the door to your heart and tell it to go back where it came from. Enough is enough is enough. I'm speaking to some folks out there. It's time you wake up, kick fear out of your life, and realize faith in God can't stay in the same place fear is at. My God. Glory to God. Woo! Somebody's got to say it. I'm not stuck saying it. I'm happy I'm saying it. Enough is enough. I'm a spiritual father, and I'm tired of excuses made by people for what God's not doing. He's already done it. How do we get the promises of God? Simple. We apply faith out of our mouth and the promises show up. Woo! Glory. Moses looked stupid stretching his staff over a Red Sea at flood stage. But what happened? I wrote it in my notes. If you and I will do this ridiculous, he'll do the supernatural. Since we are receiving our rights to an unshakable kingdom, say unshakable kingdom, we should be extremely thankful, offer to God the purest worship that delights his heart as we lay down our lives in absolute surrender, filled with awe. Now I'm going to give you this last one, the Message Bible. Are you ready? Listen. Did you see what you've got? We have to see what we have. A kingdom that is unshakable. Do we have a world that is unshakable? No. Everybody is shaking. Everybody doesn't know what to do. Everybody is scared. Will there be enough food? Will there be enough money? Will there be enough fuel? And it goes on and on and on and on. God has everything under his control. And I got news for you. You as a believer won't run out of anything the world says you're going to have a shortage of. Show me where it says God's people will have a shortage of anything. It doesn't line up with the word. The word is the centerpiece of our life. This here will tell you that this man and this woman and this ministry are solid on faith and on the word of God. I was going through some books that people are writing, and not one of them talked about the blood. We've gotten so far away to please the culture that we don't even talk about the blood. People aren't even writing about the blood. But Israel put blood over the doorposts of their houses, and the death angel passed over. We've got to stop coming up with excuses and realize that we have got a kingdom that's unshakable, but with our actions and our words, we can cause the kingdom of God to shake, rattle, and roll. Keep that for the 50s, amen? I'm telling you, God has established on the inside of you and I an unshakable kingdom. Say it, unshakable. Unshakable. That's why the Message Bible, I end with this. Do you see what you've got? We've got to see what we have. Many times I complain about this and this is going on. And the Lord will say to me, count your blessings. Yes. Connie and Tyrone, you probably remember this. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Amen. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. When you run short of what God's blessed you with, go back and find another one. Yes. How many have breathing breath in your body? Don't forget when God made Adam, he said in the Bible, in the Hebrew means he became a speaking spirit. You and I are a speaking spirit. I don't care what size shoe you're in, what you're wearing on the outside. Say, I am a speaking spirit. And if I am, I'm going to speak the word of God. Let me finish this verse, all right? And do you see how thankful you must be? We have an unshakable kingdom. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. Do you see how thankful you must be? Not only thankful, but brimming with worship. Say worship and praise. Glory to God. Deeply reverent before God. For God is not indifferent bystander. He's actively cleaning house, torching all the needs to burn, and he won't quit until all is cleansed. God himself is a fire. See, that's what we need today in our bosom, is a fire. Say the fire of God. The fire of God. Say, I belong to an unshakable kingdom, and it's on the inside of me. What you've had today is people who love God, bringing you truth, bringing you faith. But now what has to take place? There has to be an application of what's been preached, what we've worshiped and sang, what the prayer time brought. We've got to apply it in every area of our life, every second of every day. And when there's no preacher and there's not people around you or a worship team, tomorrow you've got to get to the filling station. You've got to fill up. And once that runs out by the end of the day or in midday, grab a hold of the next fueling station, which is the Word of God. And there's so many ways, am I right, to get the Word of God. I got Ted Shuttlesworth's new app. I'm so happy. Amen. Glory to God. He even mentions my wife in there and myself. He didn't mention our names, but he said upstate New York and Albany area. Well, I'm the only one he knows. Well, thanks for not. I'm going to call him up and say, why don't you mention my name? Rodney does the same thing. Oh, yes, the revival started in upstate New York in Half a Moon. Well, I'm in Half a Moon, too. I'm not interested in what men say, but I'm interested in get the Word of God in my life in every possible way. Everything's in there, everything we need. Hebrews 12:28 is the verse I give to you today to take with you. If you've been watching and listening, however method you may be, so many ways to get this program. I want you to know Jesus Christ loves you and he cares about you, every aspect of your life. He wants you to experience an unshakable kingdom on the inside of you. That's where Jesus comes in, forgives you of your sins, and cleanses you from all unrighteousness. I love the scripture verse we always use. Old things pass away, then everything becomes brand new. That's what will happen if you will join me in Harvest Church. Harvest, stand up if you don't mind. Let's pray this prayer together. Say this out loud. Me, Jesus, I realize there's a need in my life for more than I have. I'm looking for peace that passes all understanding. And I know Jesus will bring it to me. So this day, I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness, because I want to be a part of your life and your life a part of mine. Amen. Well, if you've said that prayer, I want to welcome you to the kingdom of God. Come on, everybody. Clap your hands and welcome these folks. Welcome them. Find yourself a good church where they have church. Amen. Find a good church where they have church. Find the pastor. Support him in every way you possibly can. Get yourself a good Bible so you can read it every day. You'll find the fueling station is right here in the precious Word of God. Amen.